Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody had a nice Monday. Good start to the week. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Oh, good. Andy Bunker on this wonderful, beautiful, cloudy, but still balmy Tuesday.
A little warm out there.
A little Bobby Tuesday as we get ready for a bye week by the NFL team. Obviously, you had two Monday night games. I don't know how I feel about two Monday night games.
I know how I feel about
I know we love football and everything like that, but it's hard to watch.
I
just don't know how I feel about two Monday night football.
I like
games.
Focusing in on one of them on Monday night.
And them damn Dolphins, you know.
The other thing about the double Monday night game is they tend to both be crap.
Yeah, and that's the thing about
they
it.
Tend
like,
to both
like
be terrible
them damn
games.
Dolphins, I mean, first of all, they start out with them. Ugly ass uniform.
So
anti that even when the Heat wear, they're just raggedy looking. I don't care. They ugly.
That might be the thing you and I agree on most of all.
Yes.
Uniform history.
Yeah, man.
Especially the Dolphins. I mean, look, they've already broken from history
yes,
anyway.
They have.
With the Dolphin doing a belly flop.
And that new Aqua.
Yeah. God, they had some of the best jerseys ever.
That new Aqua.
And now
they need Aqua. What's light Aqua? Light Aqua?
Diet Aqua.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. A faded Aqua. Yeah, that's exactly what it looked like.
Yeah, they really did. Like, the historic Dolphins jerseys are some of the great jerseys in the history of sports.
They turned that mean-ass looking Dolphin into that.
Into that. Looks like a guppy.
Yeah,
man. Now they're out there in black jerseys.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
Amen.
Missed me with that.
Amen.
But they did finally get a win last night.
They did.
They beat the Jets, who were really bad.
Really bad.
They're bad. They were out with some of their guys, but this has been all year.
Yeah.
Penalties.
Yeah.
Turnovers.
And very sloppy.
You know how I love me some AG. Mm-hmm. But boy, he better right this ship.
Yeah, they're a sloppy football team.
Yeah,
they make
man.
A lot of mistakes. They're not talented enough to make – really, no team's talented enough to make the mistake. They're fumbling at the goal line.
Yes.
They're jumping off sides. They're just – I mean, they're so undisciplined. And also, they're not all that good.
Yes.
So, Dolphins do get the win. Huge loss at the same time.
Yeah.
With Tyreek Hill going down. I didn't see it, and I don't want to.
No, you don't want to see
it.
Did
you see it?
Yes. Okay. And I was like, oh! And then, because, you know, we watching the game, and then, you know, everybody, what? And I was like, oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just the dislocation of the knee. And then, you know, you got to go to the hospital. They found out it was worse than what it was. I mean, a lot more worse in there
ACL,
as far as the ligaments and ACLs and everything like that. So, yeah, he's going to be gone for a long time. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that that's a part of ball, man. And, you know, he had a better attitude than most people. Most people, you know, and sometimes, you know, you got to fake it to make it and all those different things.
You got to be tough as hell to fake it like that,
man. But
he
I
was
think,
smiling and going off the field.
But I think, you know.
Crazy.
It was crazy, man. But that's just where the, you know, when those unfortunate just getting tackled on the sideline and just your leg goes the wrong way. I was so happy to see Darren Waller. I'm the biggest Darren Waller fan. I love watching this kid play. Love his story, first of all.
He's been through a lot.
But love watching him play. And, you know, it was good to see him back out there. Immediate impact, two touchdowns. And just, you know, just again, love watching the boy play his story.
First player in like 5 years to miss a whole year and then come back and score two touchdowns in his first game.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Yeah, because he's a baller.
Pretty rare.
He's a baller when he's healthy.
Yeah. Good to see them get a win. You know, hopefully they can put something together. Still uninspired by their performance, but good to get a win.
Yeah.
Broncos get a win as well. They're 2-2 now. It seems like things may be evening out for them a little bit. Bengals are awful.
Yes.
And look, I mean, without Joe Burrow, you knew it was going to be tough, but
damn,
it's real tough.
Yeah, I think the thing with the Broncos is they're going to go as Bo Nix's accuracy goes.
Yeah, if he's efficient, they can win games.
Yeah,
exactly right.
I mean, they are well built on both lines. Defense, they got a nice football team.
I didn't realize they hadn't had a 100-yard rusher in multiple
seasons.
That's crazy. Yeah.
That's crazy. But I think that if Bo is accurate and everything with the football, they'll win football games because they're so good around him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals got issues.
They got to do something at quarterback.
They got to do something at quarterback. I mean, I know they were relying on the thing about, you know, Jake Browning when Joe Burrow got hurt before they were 4-3 and all those different things. He's been with them.
That was the right thing to say before he played a game.
Yeah.
Now he's played.
Yeah, you got Jamar Chase.
Couple games.
And, they need to call somebody.
I got a number for him.
I can call here.
404 or 770 or I don't know.
Whatever.
Some area code
down here.
678. I don't know.
Yeah. And call the Atlanta Falcons about their backup quarterback situation.
Yeah. Call them.
Call the New York Giants about their backup
Maybe
situation.
Maybe you call them.
Hey, guys. We got a guy.
Yeah.
Because, he is. They're not good enough to have a bad quarterback, you know. And they got weapons. And they got, you know, you got sufficient quarterback play.
Even when they had elite quarterback play last year, and Joe Burrow in the second half, final 10 games of the year last year, played better than anybody.
He did.
They still lost all those games because their defense. Now, their defense playing a bit better this year because it was only one really direction to go but up. But, yeah, I mean, you can't win games like that. Can't win games with Jake Browning back there.
No. And
can you win games with Kirk Cousins back there? I don't know, but I'd like to see.
I'd like to see that.
Would you like to see him in a Bengals uniform?
But that's the thing about it. It's like, are the Bengals willing to come up? Like, it makes more sense to go get one of the Giants quarterbacks
way
because
cheaper.
Of the price tag, you know, of what it would cost to get him. But yeah, they are in a situation where, you know, they have a franchise quarterback that everything is based around, which is supposed to be.
Yep. But he misses half the season.
But he misses too many games, man. He missed 9 games last year with the wrist.
He's really honestly missed like almost half of the games that he's been eligible.
Yeah, and so but he's electric when he plays. Yeah, and so when you have that situation where you went out and paid both your receivers and you paid a defensive end and all these different things, and your quarterback is out, you're gonna look like this, man, when everything is based around like most teams.
Yeah, most teams.
Like most teams. But I wouldn't be surprised if another quarterback. I think they got like another week or so because y'all was trying to look for around a bye week or whatever. Mm-hmm. When they come in, when a guy can get a guy in, give him 2 weeks to prepare, getting into your system and through those things. But yeah, there's an issue up there in Cincinnati. When you got Ja'Marr Chase over there at the sideline, like, hey man, you know, to the head coach.
Yeah.
Like in those situations, I can honestly say this. Zach Taylor said to him, I'm trying. I'm trying to get you the ball.
We're calling the plays for you. And I know you're open.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know you're open.
I see you. You're wide open.
You don't have to show me the tablet. I know.
Yes.
I know.
Like, we're trying to get you the ball.
That's not a you issue.
Yeah.
It's not a me issue.
Right.
And I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Right.
But
right.
It's a Jake Browning.
Yes.
We know what it is.
We know what it is. We're trying our damnedest to get our best player the football. Oh. You want to go play quarterback? Or we just snap it to you and you just run?
Yes.
You know?
Give it to me.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing about it.
My question is this, though. Like, look, obviously they got to think about doing something. Otherwise, this season is just a wash. And it's tough to be in September and feel like your season is a wash.
Boy.
But it's also what. Most teams would be like that if they lost that caliber of quarterback.
Yes,
you know
what
I mean? Like, that's the reality of the situation. If the Bills lose Josh Allen, that's what happens to their season.
Yes.
If the Ravens lose Lamar Jackson.
We're going to see because I think probably tomorrow we'll figure out how long Lamar's going to be out with his hamstring injury. So, yeah, man, it's tough sledding.
Yeah.
And then you live in Cincinnati?
Right. So
that'll make it no better.
Yeah, chili's not getting you through the winter
damn
up there.
Sure ain't, man.
You know, you need to be winning. Ja'Marr Chase even said as much.
Yes.
He was like, I like Cincinnati. It's easy to focus on football.
Like, damn, homie. Yeah. Well, but I mean, he's speaking facts. I'm guessing, but
I've never been, so I can't slander a place I've never been. But let me go so I can slander it.
No,
because I love talking bad.
You love talking about bad
about
cities and everything. Which I mean, there's never a reason for you to go to Cincinnati unless. Only time I could see you going to Cincinnati if Ashley has a friend in Cincinnati.
She doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't. So you never go.
One of her best friends is from Cincinnati.
Okay.
But they live in Charlotte. Oh, God. She picked cities great, didn't she?
Yeah. But
she's one of the people I like visiting in Charlotte, actually. Yeah. They've helped it be better slightly.
But, yeah, I would not be surprised if they're on the phones with somebody trying to get another a signal call in there. Because it ain't going to get no better.
No, it's not. And there's a few teams that have backup. Obviously, I don't know if it's backup like wealth, but they've got backup options that they'd maybe be willing to come off of. You have to think the Giants would now that they've made the move to Jackson Dart, even though like somebody else is going to have to play quarterback at some point.
Because he plays reckless. He plays reckless.
Plays like
I mean, he had to come out.
He had to come out of that game. A loose wheel.
He had to come out to his first start already.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand the juicing.
Russ
young,
might
and everything
be back
like
in there.
That. But boy, this ain't. I know the SEC is rough and tough. That's been NFL, man.
Uh-huh.
And you're gonna get your ass split in half, man. But they are. But I think that's probably the logical option. With another quarterback situation, monitor Cleveland. What do they do?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they're going overseas to take on the Vikings and everything. But I mean, if you ain't seen what you need to see with Joe Flacco,
it's kind of playing out the way you thought it would.
Right.
I mean, I figured Flacco would probably be the quarterback for about a month. It would go how it's gone. Then it would probably be Dylan Gabriel's turn, and then that would go how it's going to go. And then it'll be Shedeur Sanders' turn, and maybe he plays well, maybe not. And then the season will be over.
Yep.
I mean, it was probably going to be about 4 or 5 games each.
Right.
And then you got a couple left at the end, and That's kind of that. So, yeah, there and then San Francisco. Yep. I mean, Purdy can't stay healthy.
And he's hurt.
They win when Mac Jones plays.
And then I know that – I think they got the short week because I
they
saw –
They play tomorrow or Thursday.
Yesterday that Kyle said that Purdy came to him, my foot hurts. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're in a situation where – I mean, that's the thing right now is all these damn injuries. The damn Chargers just lost out for a while.
I know.
So they're without both starting tackles. I mean, Khalil Mack's out. I mean, that is the one thing about nowadays is all these – I was thinking about this when I was pulling in, just all these damn injuries. I know why. I don't play football no more. I mean, you don't prepare your body for the physical rigors of what this is. It's hard. And you doing all these punk-ass core muscle work instead of actually putting some iron on your back, you get hurt.
You're working out like me.
Yeah, get you down. Yeah, you know,
you're doing some side planks.
Yeah, doing Pilates and stuff.
Hey, man.
Put some iron on your back.
Pilates keep that core strong.
Get some iron off your chest. Damn, get some iron off for you,
Pilates,
man.
Pilates keep your...
I like Pilates.
Keep your posture straight.
I've done Pilates. It's a great workout. Yeah. I like doing yoga.
I'm not saying it'll get you ready for the NFL. I'm just saying, don't slander Pilates.
I like doing hot yoga. I like doing all that stuff.
That's what Kiffin's up to.
I am...
They couldn't show enough hot yoga clips of Kiffin in that documentary. It's like, all right, we get it.
I mean...
Thirst trap.
But I'm just saying, dog.
We get it.
It gets the mind right. My mind is right because of yoga. You know what I mean? It's right because of yoga, man. And I enjoy doing it now. Yeah. You know, but I can't do all the poses.
When was the last time you were doing yoga?
Oh, we're doing yoga now, dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Not downstairs, Bo.
Oh, you got a studio?
No, I'm saying, like, right now, you're like, you have yoga like this week?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, dog. I'm doing all that stuff, man.
I don't tell anybody.
I do it mostly for the sweat.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I just do it mostly for the sweat.
Well,
I'll be trying to get in the downward dog and all that stuff. That's, like, the easiest one for me. But, like, I just like to go in there and get my zen on.
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to do
it.
Yeah,
man, get my zen and sweat on, dog, and, you know, just get myself right.
I love it.
But I wouldn't be doing that if I'm hitting grown men. I need some iron to hit grown men. I need some iron, man. I need to get some iron off my back, off my chest. When you go out there hit grown men, all these damn colorful bands.
Yeah.
The brown ones are for the resistance of the hamstrings and all that other crap. You know what get the hamstrings right? Squats.
Yeah.
Box squats.
How many down
box jumps?
Not too many down dogs are out there scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, man.
Although that thing Bijan did after he scored a touchdown on Sunday. That was some kind of yoga
pose. I'm not saying you can't incorporate it. I'm just saying don't let that be the base of it.
Mix it in.
Don't even mix it in. Sprinkle.
Sprinkle it in.
Yeah. Sprinkle it in.
I do Pilates on Wednesdays.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. People know that now.
Yeah.
You're doing yoga, I'm doing Pilates, whatever.
Yeah, dog.
It's your favorite midday show.
Yeah, dog. Hey,
keep the core tight.
Speaking of your favorite midday show, again, Andy, we're going to be in Buckhead on Friday.
Hell yeah.
At Twin Peaks for a special broadcast. Come have lunch with us and all the scenic views. I like that scenic views part. As we get you ready for the big week in college and pro football.
Us.
Yes, exactly. As this Friday, 11 o'clock, baby, we'll be at Twin Peaks in Buckhead.
How do you think we project so clearly core strength?
Yeah. I ain't gonna say, I mean,
yoga,
core strength, all that stuff, man. Just give me some sit ups and crunches, man. And old school.
Yeah.
I had a six pack from doing sit ups and crunches, not all that other stuff.
I had a six pack from hot yoga. Anyway, let's get a break in here. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll tell you what's trending coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.